This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
There's a slumber place.
Possibly the cheesiest movie of all time, A Summer Place. But summer used to not be so much about giant special effects and aliens attacking planet Earth. It used to be about romantic movies, movies that take you back or move you forward or cause you to maybe hold hands in a dark theater. In the middle of the summer, it seems like that movie for 2009 is 500 Days of Summer. It's not the season, but the girl named Summer.
So you have a boyfriend?
No. Who needs it? We're young. Might as well have fun while we can.
Wait. What happens if you fall in love?
You don't believe that, do you?
What? It's love. It's not Santa Claus.
Kind of dark, kind of Gen XYZ, you pick the letter. It's a nerdy boy meets beautiful girl flick, and here to talk about it is David Edelstein, chief film critic for New York Magazine. David, thanks so much for taking this romantic track for the summer.
Well, you know, it's actually a pretty depressing movie. It's not the greatest date movie in the world. You said a nerd and a beautiful woman. If anything, the lesson is that nerds should not maybe go out with extremely beautiful women, because when they get dumped, they never get over it.
So it's a scarred for life movie, it's kind of a seasonal scarred for life movie. But these are incredible performances.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the problem I had with the movie is that Zooey Deschanel, who is, incredibly beautiful and has those electric blue eyes, she's a little bit remote and unknowable. That's the movie's position. It's entirely presented from the point of view of this nerdy guy who's absolutely smitten and would like to basically move in with her, you know, the first time they hang out together.
And the guy's played by?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, an extremely wonderful actor who got his start actually in a sitcom, Third Rock from the Sun, and immediately moved on to playing a gay hustler, and as well as a brain-damaged hero of a movie called The Lookout.
It's the fourth Rock from the Sun, gay hustler, yeah.
I think so. And then he's moving, out in the solar system, as it were. And he's a really exciting actor. He's sort of he's a bit of a tabula rasa. You can project things onto him that you like. You don't catch him acting, but he's kind of like a more soulful Keanu Reeves. He's got a kind of beautiful face in his way. And, Keanu can seem just like an android, whereas I think with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, you always think that there's something going on in his head.
The thing that surprised me about this movie is that from the point of view of the nerdy guy, you're almost trying to fuse maybe Catcher in the Rye with the Apatow, where you've got a sort of a nerdy, goofy, not necessarily loving point of view, taking a classic story.
Apatow usually has a little bit sunnier and more romantic
and laughs.
Ending. Yeah. Right. Whereas this movie really is sort of steeped in melancholy. And it also, I think it's very, its content is very ordinary. What makes it so interesting and entertaining is the syntax. It starts, if you pardon my French, on day 243, and it jumps back to day 1, and then it jumps to day 10. And you have this wonderful play of, you see the relationship budding, but you also see its ending and its aftermath and all the ugly stuff. And they're kind of juxtaposed together in a way that's actually, very funny and surprising.
Well, that's great. But I guess the narrative that Hollywood's interested in is Joseph Gordon-Levitt qualify as the next big thing. You've got 10 seconds. Based on this film. Absolutely.
He's got amazing range, and I think that's what's going to save him from any particular niche.
Well, great. Something to look forward to there. David Edelstein, chief film critic for New York Magazine and Fresh Air.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.